Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
That's us. We are the Biggs and Barr Show. I am Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
And that's Jamie.
Morning.
Welcome to the show. Our March Madness of Small Towns is in the Elite Eight. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But Jamie wants to share some facts about orcas with everyone.
We're all kind of interested in orcas, like that find them interesting, do we not, in this room?
I like facts.
I don't dislike orcas.
I don't mind. And I like whales. And I think there's some very fascinating things about orcas.
Yes. Sure.
They're very smart.
All right.
So okay, I was sent these by my wife because she watched one whale video on Instagram and then has been
bombarded with all these whale content. Yeah, okay.
So did you know, you knew this, that orcas have a highly developed insula and cingulate sulcus? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
What? What's a sulcus? Is that what the teenage whales don't get what they want? What is it?
That's a good one. No, it just gives them self-awareness, understanding of social relationships, and empathy. They can have that.
Good. I don't have that.
Their brain.
Yeah, Jason has a very underdeveloped sulcus.
Yeah.
An underdeveloped insula and cingulate sulcus?
Yeah.
I don't have any cingulate sulcus. their brain weighs as much as 15 pounds, which is pretty heavy for a brain with their big animal.
Big.
And their IQ is equivalent to that of a 15 or 16-year-old human.
All right.
Wow, I wouldn't... That
right?
High,
eh? Yeah.
I know some grown adult humans who don't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. This one's what got me. Do you know what cetacean sleep is?
No.
No.
It's unihemispheric sleep, where a killer whale will sleep with one eye closed and rest the opposite side of the brain.
Oh, yeah.
Afterwards, they'll alternate. So imagine you could just... fall asleep with one eye in a meeting or whatever, rest the one side of your brain, and then halfway through the meeting at work.
You would just look, I think that would alarm people. You would just look like you're having a stroke.
Really, you're recharging.
As humans, you have to learn to sleep with both eyes open in meetings, which I believe I have mastered.
Yeah, you can shut your brain off.
Yeah,
with the best of them.
But well, all right. That's interesting.
I thought those were fairly interesting.
They're all very brain-oriented. Sure. Just orca brain?
How they're pretty smart, obviously.
Yeah.
They can sleep one half of their brain. No one else blown away by that.
A couple orca facts that we've talked about on the show before. It's pretty crazy how many times orcas have come up.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the fact that different regions, they hunt totally differently.
Yeah.
Because of the prey around them. Like, they have totally different skill sets and different languages. Like, if you took an orca out of one part of the world and put it into another where they couldn't communicate.
Yeah, but my squirrels might be...
Yeah.
I don't know if that's smart then, I guess.
What do you mean? Drop you into Japan and see how well you do.
You know what I mean?
No, but like other animals of the same species can communicate with each other, right? Like two cats, they can talk. They don't...
Because they're so simplistic.
It's very basic language and communication. Yeah. So.
Hey, orcas, man.
Yeah, all right. Orcas, cool.
To think of them in a small tank.
Yeah. They should stop doing that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. They already have a place to live, right? Like the ocean.
Yeah.
If they already live there, it's cool.
Yeah. They were there. They were doing just fine.
Yeah.
They weren't complaining. They were like, man, this big ocean is too much.
Yeah.
Someone put me in a smaller apartment.
Where I can barely turn around.
Yeah. Yeah. Throw me to a fishbowl. That'd be fantastic.
People are staring at me all the time.
Yeah. And I have to
film crew.
Swim on my tail to get fish.
Yeah. Because there's nothing in this damn pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey. Sorry. A circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Every hour, we take a little spot in the show to each bring something to the table that caught our attention or that we thought was worthy of sharing. The others might not be aware of. I'd like to go first, Jens.
Okay.
My brother, his lovely wife, and my nephew were in town for the weekend. And my nephew's 5. We're like, what could we do with them in the city, and he likes nature stuff, so we went to the Canadian Museum of Nature.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's
good.
A big spot.
It is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
What a great spot! Like we make fun of the fact that we have so many museums in this town.
No, that's a fun one,
but it's a good one. And they got a new bug exhibit on the top floor.
Yeah?
Really crazy, cool stuff, man.
Yeah, I was there last year.
Yeah, what was the exhibit on the top floor last year? Do you remember? Was it bugs?
I don't remember.
Man. Learned a lot. So much.
Nice.
So much.
No, it's a very popular spot.
Big dinosaurs hanging from the ceiling
I gotta be honest, dinosaurs least interesting to me because they've been like, we've been bombarded with dinosaurs our whole lives. Like, I I don't know. The bug stuff was really cool, and then the birds.
The birds was fun.
Blew me away.
Did you like
so
the jellyfish?
Man for the birds.
Did you see the jellyfish in the tank? They still have those there.
Maybe.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
shining UV lights and stuff, making them look all funky.
I never realized how big loons are. You know how big loons are?
They're very big.
They're a big bird. They're a big bird.
I've had them swim under my feet, and they glow in the dark underwater.
Swim under
loons? So loons at the cottage, you'd be hanging off the dock, like just like chilling.
Yeah.
Your feet in the water. You see one go under like 50 feet away, and then poof, they bolt underneath, but they glow. Like the white on their feathers, like it's like illuminescent under the water.
Oh,
it's
really?
Like super cool, yeah. Oh. Birds, man.
Did not know that. Puffins are funny to look at.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Had a good chuckle with the puffins.
Yeah, puffins are
dumb
funny.
Dumb bird. Anyways, it was just a real nice spot. So
that's
if you've been, you know, living in this town, if you haven't been, I'm pretty reasonably priced. I mean, for the amount of time you spend there.
Sure. Yeah, that's all right.
Decent.
So, yeah. Nice.
All right. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next. Jason, you might be able to relate to this.
Okay.
There was a goalie in a Russian hockey league, professional. This goalie switches from the top, the KHL, to the second division. He goes back and forth. He made 124 saves in a 5-overtime game.
Oh, wow.
And he lost.
Oh,
He ended up stopping 125 of 126.
Wow.
Then he lost in 5 overtimes. I imagine he was tired.
Yeah, he would have been pretty tired, yeah.
Now, you've had like 80-something shots in our charity hockey games.
I've had games with at least 80 shots.
Yeah. Half of them by our own team, by me.
Some of them, you had some great tips.
But he's 21. Like, he's obviously in good shape. But, that's
good for him.
How upset at your team would you be?
Oh, my God.
How many pucks do I have to stop?
Maybe that was a good game for his team. Who knows?
Maybe.
Just play
Couldn't get one. I stopped 125. You couldn't get what?
Man.
Someone signed that goalie.
The
record in the NHL is 85 saves.
That's it?
By Korpisalo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Anyway,
big night.
Big night.
Jason, what do you got?
You guys wash your fruits and vegetables when you get them home from the grocery store?
Not my nanners, because they're inside of their own little case. But
anything like a cucumber or a tomato or...
Probably not as much as they should. Probably.
Yeah. Well, there's a guy in Colorado who worked at a Safeway. Well, he's been charged with a number of things, but the one thing most people are... most upset about is that he was depositing his DNA on the produce.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
And
like after hours?
No, just while he was on shift.
Come on.
Yep.
I don't like what you're saying.
No, now those things can be washed because you never know what's going to be on them anyway. I would have had more problems with the baked goods.
What?
I see what you mean.
Oh, mixing it into the bacon.
It was like, you know.
On top of like giving like
you know, like when you go to Tim Hortons, you get a nice sour cream glazed.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like any of this conversation.
So anyway, he's been.
I don't want to have it anymore.
It was any of the food that was not commercially sealed, right? So
they caught him on camera? Or?
Yeah.
Reasoning? Just a taste the world kind of guy.
He didn't really give a reason. Just like. Guess he got the urge.
I don't like it.
Do you have audio?
And I found the story. I think it's the police chief is talking about it here.
You see, Mr. Masalta was an employee at 1426 East Harmony Road, the Safeway. It was items of food that weren't commercially sealed. Again, we have many more videos to go through. Mm-hmm. But in what we have already seen, we have multiple victims and we have multiple felony charges against Mr. Masalta.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't just do it once. It was like...
Come get Masalta,
It was his thing.
Just add in Masalta.
Yeah, just...
So wash your fruits and vegetables, right?
Yeah.
Give him a bit of a rinse.
Sure. I mean, I'm gonna say 99.99% of the produce industry doesn't do this. So, I mean...
Yeah, but there's other things could be on it, too, just from people's...
Of course.
People being unsanitary.
Wash your stuff. Like that way you're safe. Oh. But I don't want to, you know, put all of the...
There was a story.
The veggie handlers in the same boat. Yeah,
there's a story a few years ago with a poo on the cilantro and stuff too, right? Yeah. And the lettuce.
Yeah.
So the workers didn't have anywhere to go. So let's give it a rinse.
What a gross, gross species we
are.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
You want to leave a message for the city, any topic, any subject, anything you want the world to know about, you leave it. 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. 24 hours a day. Jamie, what do you got?
A fella? Holy. How many times was that? Four?
A fella. Yeah, it was four times.
The guy's an inquiry, okay?
Hey, you guys are talking about the cars going up the hill and coming back down on the other side.
The 417 when you're coming through. And
you Moody there, yeah.
And you got to give it gas or you'll slow down all the way. And, anywho.
Cars going up the hill and coming back down on the other side. Chris, you were mentioning the super aggressive up your butt guys. I just wondering if you could tell me more about those guys, Chris.
Tailgaters?
Yeah, tailgater. I don't like tailgaters either.
Yeah, they drive their generally pickup trucks, even though you're doing 20 over in the middle lane, right up your butt. Right up the butt of your car.
I don't know what that guy...
I don't know what you're...
Not just pickup trucks. About. I find that...
mostly pickup trucks.
Like 35-year-old women in like Hyundai Accents and stuff. They're really, very aggressive as well,
Important people.
Yeah. That's always my question to all these folks. Like, where do you think you're going that's so important that you have to be so aggressive? Mm-hmm. Like, where are you going?
You're not in an ambulance.
I don't think that's... I think just people like to go... move at the pace they want.
So
they
do
They don't think about how close they are.
I like to move at a pace,
so
too.
So do I, but
when the person
bad.
In front of me is not going, I get frustrated, but I don't park my car on their bumper.
No, no.
That's dangerous driving.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. Like, who do you think... if you're that annoying, no one... Where you're going, no one wants you there. So just slow down. Just slow... Nobody's excited you're arriving if you're that annoying in your car. Like, if you're that aggressive and that, like...
That's a fair assessment.
Maybe they just have to go to the bathroom.
They all can't. They all can't have to go
you're
to
right.
the bathroom.
They all can't. You're right.
that's what we were talking about.
Yeah,
up the butt driver, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. What else you got, Jay?
Ever walk up and down stairs and you think there's one more step because you're not paying attention? And then there's no more step?
Yeah.
But you step like there's a step?
Yeah.
I don't know. It always feels weird. Like, hurts a little bit sometimes.
It does hurt when you're like, why? Whoa.
Or you think there's only one step, but there's two?
Two, yeah.
Oh, that's bad, too. Or the top step where you think there's an extra one and you do the air step.
Yeah, the air step. Yeah, that kind of stretches your hip and groin a little bit more than it needed to be. And you're like, hey. Hey.
But yeah, there's no step where you think is a step is the most jarring.
Yeah.
It definitely puts a sharp bolt right up your entire body. Your own jaw. It's like biting your own mouth. It's like just stupid stuff we do as a species. It's just so dumb. All right.
Got another one.
Yeah.
Hi, boys. It's just something I've noticed over the last few weeks. I have some friends and family that they don't brush their teeth before they eat their breakfast and drink their coffee in the morning. I've always brushed my teeth before just to get rid of my bad breath, and I don't want to drink all that bacteria. And I don't know, a few people just don't want the minty taste in their coffee, I guess, but I was... kind of thought that was a bit gross. I was just curious to know what your opinions were on it. Anyway, love the show, boys.
Well, not a big issue in my life, but
But
I can understand why people wouldn't want to have a minty taste in their mouth when they have orange juice or coffee.
And then you clear out all the stuff you just ate for breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Monday to Friday I brush before because it's just our life. Like, you don't eat right.
Sometimes on the weekend I won't. I'll just...
Yeah, but I'll get up and I'll go... my wife will have a coffee waiting or whatever, and I'll just, I don't think it's a big issue either way.
Like, if that is one of your more pressing issues in your life, sir, like, just look in the mirror and be thankful that like, you're okay.
He seemed pretty casual about it. Like, he wasn't attentive.
He did,
He's just like, what do you guys think? And love the show. So, I mean, we appreciate it. Not really...
Not a concern.
Never crossed my mind ever. Because the bacteria was already in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So whether or not I swallow it...
Yeah.
It was already there. Like, it's already... if it's causing me harm, it's already doing it.
Yeah.
In my mouth. So... Yeah.
That's why we love the Dougie line.
Yeah. Call about anything.
Yeah. 216-3849 or 216-Dougie.
5 questions. 30 seconds. Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
Otto What?
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
Welcome to Otto What? We got five questions. You have 30 seconds. You can pass them back, but you have to answer them all. Your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end, and if you win, you get a chip for our Plinko board that can win you up to $1,000.
We have Karina on the phone.
Hey, Karina.
Hi.
How's the morning?
It's going.
What you doing?
At work.
All right. Already. Already. Oh, wow. What do you do this early?
Well, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Oh, all right. Secretive. Wow.
All right.
So many secret people. So many secrets.
Well, it has to be a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Fair enough. We don't want you to have to murder us if you tell us. So by all means, are you ready to go?
I am.
Okay, good luck.
All right, your time will start after I read the first question. Here we go. What U.S. state was named by René Robert Cavalier in the mid-1600s?
Oh, pass.
What did Colonel Jacob Schick start selling 93 years ago today?
Pass.
Originally written for Rocky III, what song ended up being the main song for The Karate Kid?
Eye of the Tiger.
Who has earned the most winning dollars on the PGA Tour in history?
Oh. Tiger Woods?
And last question, do you like kielbasa?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Let's go over your answers. Do you like kielbasa? You said no. That's incorrect.
Okay, I think
the answer
you're supposed
is
to
yes.
Like it.
Yeah, no. The answer is yes.
Yes. I don't.
Oh,
who has earned the most winning dollars on the PGA Tour? I think you said Tiger Woods.
She did
Woods.
Say Tiger Woods. Yeah, yeah.
Originally written for Rocky III, what song ended up being the main song for The Karate Kid? You said Eye of the Tiger. No, that's incorrect.
No.
It's this one.
You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
Rocky III went with Eye of the Tiger.
That was actually in that movie.
Yeah, yeah,
what did
yeah.
Colonel Jacob Schick start selling 93 years ago today? You had no idea.
No, yeah.
It's the electric razor.
We would have accepted razor.
Razor would have been fine. It would have taken that.
Okay. That's okay. Yeah, yeah.
And what U.S. Razor. State was named by René Robert Cavalier in the mid-1600s? Everyone knows it's Louisiana.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
Yeah, see, we have the Louisiana's been the same answer for like 3 weeks, so it pays for you to listen. There you go, all the time, right? Never turn away from us, Karina. There you go. Now you know. If you didn't know, now you know.
Maybe we're being so secret, you might know these things.
I listen to you every morning, okay?
Oh, well, I guess not at this time.
Not attentively, but no.
Apparently not.
Thank you so much. Have yourself a great day, okay?
You too, guys. Thanks.
See ya, bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Yeah, people are mad at her.
You know. Sometimes they just, maybe it's the time of day where she's busy at work normally. She doesn't even realize that it's the same answer every day. I mean, like, what are you going to do, right? What are you going to do? I hope she has a great day. And I hope whatever her secret job is doesn't involve punishing us for making her look foolish on the radio.
Oh, we didn't make her look foolish.
No, not at all.
You're right.
Not at all. Listen, guys, we got circle time coming up. Jason,
yeah.
I know you said Wendy's was dead to you with the surge pricing stuff that they were doing, right?
Yeah.
But I have a Wendy's story that you might appreciate.
Okay.
Okay? You might.
I'm looking forward to it.
It might have been something you would have done. I don't think so, actually.
All right.
It's something I would have done, but we'll get to it in a bit.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Let's do some circle time right now.
A circle is a shape. It goes around it.
Little spot in the show. We each bring something to the table the others might not be aware of. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
All right,
just
there,
kind
Jason.
Of an odd story out of Las Vegas. A fellow man named Curtis Dennis. He runs a casket making business.
Okay.
So he went to work the other day and found that someone had just dumped 100 pounds of bread in his yard at work. Like loaves of bread, but equaling 100 pounds.
Okay.
It's a lot of bread.
A lot of bread.
And he had no idea where it came from. It was all expired, starting to mold.
Just in his yard.
Yeah, just in like the yard of his business. Like near his dumpster, but like not in the dumpster.
Right.
So he had a hard time getting to the dumpster.
Maybe someone got confused because he's in casket supplies, right? So he deals with dead people. Maybe they thought bread people.
Bread people, yeah. Because it rhymed?
Yeah, maybe someone got confused.
That's your best theory on this?
I don't know.
That they thought it was bread people, so they just gave him a whole bunch of bread?
Or he was a loafer, so then they a bunch of loaves.
You're really on a roll over there, aren't you?
Thanks. Yeah.
A couple of problems. Mm. It's illegal dumping, and so,
wow.
so that's
yes.
a problem.
Get
he said he doesn't know what he's going to do with it. It doesn't fit in his dumpster. Also, it has attracted quite a few pigeons and seagulls and stuff that have started to come down and rip open the bags of bread at his casket-making business.
He's toast.
When did this happen? Yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah, just
that's
yesterday.
A good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's a good one.
anyway, just an odd story.
All right. You want me to go next?
I'll go next.
Okay,
I'll go
right.
next. This is a word of the wise to the cool guy in your life or girl. There was a report of a man walking around with a shotgun.
Oh, boy.
And the police were called. Turned out he was just walking along playing air guitar. And so someone drove by.
And thought he had a shotgun?
He has a walking stick in his hand, and he was playing air guitar. So then when the people drove by, he hit
Come
it because he realized someone was there and he was embarrassed.
Yeah.
Oh,
he was
see.
Just rocking to whatever he was listening to. Walking down the street, someone's like, oh, my God, I think that's a shotgun. So they called the cops and the cops came, and he's like, I was just playing air guitar. But he was super embarrassed to tell them. He's like, it was one of those, like, I thought I was alone moments kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you never know. There's a lot of cool guys out there.
Yeah, if you're a cool guy, watch me play that air guitar.
Yeah, you never know.
All right, this one involves Wendy's, Jason.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which, if you don't know, Jason was the youngest shift manager in the history of Wendy's.
Yes, I was.
Back in the day.
I was 15.
15 yeah. shift manager.
15.
Incredible.
Yeah, a lot of responsibility on my shoulders.
Has spoken about blossoming a potato for decades.
Did it last night. Baked some potatoes and a beautiful blossom.
Wow.
But recently turned sour on the company with their surge pricing nonsense that they came out with.
Who's running this place now? Certainly not me.
Let's see how you feel about this story, Jason. So former Wendy's restaurant manager in Pennsylvania charged with theft by deception. Here's what he did. He created a fake employee named William Bright. So Billy Bright.
Right.
Logged in 128 shifts for him and pocketed $20,000 from June until last year. So not a whole lot of money over 3 years.
I mean, theft over $5,000, a felony, right?
100%. But I thought you'd make him a full-time employee, maybe make some real dough. But how do you cash checks to somebody else's name? I guess you just endorse them every check
and
drop it into your
own
account?
Yeah, or cash them at work.
I guess, yeah.
If they still do that there.
I don't know.
See, that's just thievery and not smart. You can't leave a paper trail, right?
No.
It sounds like a good idea, but it's getting the money. You'll never be able to get the money out of it without leaving a trail that you took the money, you know?
If you were going to do something like that, what you should probably know is just the exact price of a combo. And then just take that money and like put it in like a pop cup and then go to the movies after, something like that. You could do that and not get caught.
Just rip off one combo a day.
Yeah. Sounded very specific, didn't it, Chris?
A little bit.
A little too specific over there, Jason.
Well, as a manager, I had to deal with a lot of different situations.
Oh, I see.
So,
a lot of different scenarios.
Yeah.
I see.
Well, that's dumb. You can't leave a paper trail like that. And just for $20,000, what are you doing?
That's what I mean. Wasn't a lot of dough for it, but now
lost
their career.
You gotta skim smarter.
Yeah.
All right. Otherwise, you get caught.
Fair enough. From a man who sounds like he's had some experience.
No, I've had to deal with stuff like that with ne'er-do-well employees.
I see.
Yeah.
Weren't following the rule of law at Wendy's over there.
That's right. You know, you gotta have pride in your work, no matter where you are.
Do you know what Dave is gonna say about this?
Yeah.
He may have been dead at that time.
Yeah.
Now I have to listen to Dave.
Dave, he's going to call me personally.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. Have you softened on the surge pricing at all or no? Still.
Well, they dialed back on it, right?
Right.
They called it dynamic pricing. Yeah. And then they introduced that creamsicle frosty they're going to bring.
Oh, so you're in.
While,
he's
so.
Back. Oh, he's back.
He's back.
You can take the boy out of Wendy's, but you can't take the Wendy's out of the boy. He's
we got to answer question time coming up.
Any question you like, 762-555.
Any topic, any subject, we're happy to answer it coming up on show.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text any question you want. 762-555. Well, that's as many as we can. You boys have a Guinness yesterday. Not yesterday, but Saturday at
St. Patsapalooza.
St. Patsapalooza, yeah. It was a great time. Thanks for everyone who came out, everyone who bought tickets.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Surprise of the day, like in terms of entertainment, definitely the Sea Shanty fellas.
Yeah, they were great.
They're amazing.
They're unreal. Yeah, they're really everybody else was good, but they were fantastic. Put the lyrics up, which was probably one of the smartest things they could do.
Oh, so you could sing the chorus.
Yeah. People aren't familiar with sea shanties. No. You love them, but you don't know the words.
Yep.
They threw them up on the big screen there, and people were singing along. It was a real great time. So, again, thanks to everybody.
What is your opinion of polygamy? That's where you're married to multiple partners,
whatever.
Right?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't do it, but
no.
The effort, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah, I meant, yeah.
If that's your thing, you know, smoke them if you got them, right?
Yeah.
But I don't... Sure.
Not my
all yeah, your no. Life choices to me don't matter unless they hurt other people. Like, if you're not hurting yeah. Anybody else, I don't sure. Care what you're doing.
I guess the opinion care. If someone were to say, hey, do you want to be a polygamist?
No.
I would say no.
I do
no.
Not.
Yeah, no,
if
don't.
You do, I don't care. Jamie, yeah, if you came in here today and said, I got three more wives with a weekend, I'd be like, good for you, bud. I like, yeah. What do I care?
Depends on what TLC is going to pay me to do a show on, to be honest. Then true. I'm like,
That is true.
You ever had your finished basement flood because the sump pump stopped working?
Yeah.
Closely I did. I have two sump pumps in my old house, and one stopped working, and the other one was about an inch away from the top.
Ooh.
Had that gone, I would have been in trouble.
That was a common theme of the basement of the house I grew up in.
Oh, yeah.
The sump pump, it was very common.
You guys ever had anyone pay it forward by buying you coffee at the drive-thru? I do it all the time, but it's never happened to me.
No, I never have.
I don't initiate it, but I continue the chain if it does happen to me.
There's a limit. I will ask how much it is.
What's your limit? $5?
That's high-end limit. That's like maximum. Like really? Some I've got up there and it's been like $13. I'm like, I came here ready to spend $1.98. I'm not spending an extra.
Oh, well, that's fair. Hey, times are tough.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I agree. It happens to me a lot. People are nice. I think when they look in the rear view and they see my son rocking back and forth, people are very sympathetic of because it's not... It's pretty obvious my son has special needs, so people will look in the rear view and be like, oh, I'm going to help. But it seems to happen quite a bit, which I'm very grateful for, and it's very kind, but, you know, just because other people have typical kids, they probably might like a free coffee every now and again also.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. Don't waste them all on the Jeep with the kid rocking. We're good. I promise. What movie was better, Speed or Speed 2 when he was on the cruise ship?
Speed.
Not even close.
I don't think I even saw Speed 2.
I don't even remember it.
It's not worth a second watch if you did.
If you guys went for dinner at someone's house and they gave you a soup for dinner, would you be mad?
I mean, I wouldn't be outright mad. I'd probably be like, I'm not coming here for dinner.
Yeah, like, is it soup, salad, and like bread?
Ooh. Yeah, right?
Or is it just a bowl of soup?
Yeah,
is it
just a bowl of soup?
And what kind of soup? Is it like a chowder? Yeah. Or is it like just a
broth?
Lunch
I might accept soup.
That takes some balls to serve chowder to people. Because chowder is love or hate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'd have to know going in
type
like chowder.
Soup
I like
serve
chowder.
Somebody. I do too.
Come on over for dinner. What do you have? Oh, it's a surprise.
I don't want it for dinner. I'll take it for lunch.
Yes.
But if it's a big, hearty, homemade, like a lot of like... noodle and rice and chicken and all kind of like just a bait. Like, I wouldn't be that upset about it.
As long as it filled
me
up.
I wouldn't be. But if it's just like a runny 99%.
Do you know how much just chicken broth you have to drink to be full?
Yeah. A lunch, maybe. I'm not.
Like, there better be a meal in that bowl. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Has to have like half a chicken in it or something.
Just like a hearty, nice, almost a stew.
Yeah. Like wonton soup with no broth. Just a big.
So just okay wonton.
Yeah, pretty much.
Man, wonton soup's fantastic. I don't have it enough, man. That's so good. It's my favorite thing when you used to go to Mandarin. We'd just get this. I get like two bowls of soup before I even touch the food. It's a bomb. I like soup. You know what? I don't eat soup enough.
You just spent the last 2 minutes harshing on soup.
No, I was saying it's got to be a good soup.
Yeah.
That's Jason
fine.
Was.
Fair. I'm not really keen on soup myself.
Yeah. Not a soup guy over there.
No. I got a lot of soup at home. But I'm not, like, if I go to a restaurant, I'm going to order in soup.
Like, how many times do you think we said soup?
Soup?
Yeah, in the last
soup. Soup? Soup.
Say it fast, but you can't.
Soup.
Oh, you're pretty good at it, but you're a professional voice actor. Jamie, go.
Oh, I was.
Say soup fast. Go now.
Soup.
Really good at it.
You do it. How can you not?
I can't. I can barely talk regular. What are you talking about?
I wonder how many people in their cars are now going soup.
You're welcome. That's it for this edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
20 questions spectacular bonanza.
For the last almost 3 weeks, we've been asking the same 20 questions every day at the same time until somebody can answer all of them. As of Friday, all 20 have now been revealed, and everyone knows all 20 questions. Okay.
So we got Cindy on the phone. Let's see if she can do it.
Hey, Cindy, congrats. I'm in the lucky one. How you feeling? You feeling confident?
I'm feeling pretty good.
All right.
All right.
You ready to just get right into it here and see if we can give you $1,200 in lotto?
Sure. Sounds good.
All right.
Okay. Here we go.
20 questions spectacular bonanza.
Go! What continent are the countries Uruguay and Paraguay in?
South America.
This name comes before Pieces and peanut butter cups.
Reese's.
This microscopic fungus is added to bread dough to make it rise.
Yeast.
Who is Barbie's beau?
Ken.
Iowa is the USA's leading producer of this pop yearler crop.
Corn.
Fill in the blank of this classic movie from the 80s. Pretty in blank.
Pink.
In 2013, this Facebook CEO ranked first on a list of the world's highest rated CEOs.
Zuckerberg.
This boy king who reigned from 1333 to 1323 BC was in the news again in 1922.
Tutankhamun.
Also known as Hump Day, this day of the week was named for a Norse god.
Wednesday.
As the old saying goes, this city wasn't built in a day.
Rome.
Sandy Cheeks wears a spacesuit and helmet underwater so she can hang out with this little guy.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Which bone are babies born without?
Kneecap.
Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
Horse.
On February 15th, 1965, Canada unfurled our new flag with this national emblem on it.
Maple leaf.
What does HTTP stand for?
Hypertext Transfer Protocol.
According to Greek mythology, who was the first woman on Earth?
Pandora.
What was the first toy to be advertised on television?
Mr. Potato Head.
In empty space, it travels about 186,282 miles per second.
Light.
Who is credited with inventing modern-day scissors?
Robert Hinchliffe.
What is the national animal of Scotland?
Unicorn.
You got yourself $1,200 in lotto. Congratulations on winning the first ever 20 questions.
Yay! Thank you, guys.
Just for knowing. Oh, you got a bonus question.
Yeah, we do have a bonus question for you, Cindy. Do you like kielbasa?
Cindy?
Sure.
Okay. Yes.
She likes kielbasa. That's her dish.
Hey, hey. Congratulations. $1,200 in lotto is yours. And, wow, you ended the first ever 20 questions. You will be going down in history. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Big history. Thank you.
Okay. That's so sarcasm.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
In that tone right there.
Yeah. Now, just so people know, about 20 of those questions were the easiest 20 questions in Jeopardy history.
Oh,
there
really?
Was an article about it.
Oh, wow.
So we'll have to come up with our own questions for the next round.
All right.
That's fine. That's
not
fine.
Too hard.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, we'll take a break. We'll go back to the Wheel of Stupid
for
contest
sure.
for a bit.
Man.
But yeah, no, there'll be another edition. I mean, it's it just got bigger and bigger. Someone texted Dave Zuckerberg. She didn't say Dave
Zuckerberg.
She
did. Phone cut out.
She
was
said,
fine.
She just said Zuckerberg
which counts on
which
Jeopardy.
Which is fine.
Yeah. I thought she was taking a little long with the questions
yeah,
at first.
Yeah, she made me nervous. I think it was every
the
question
delay, and I was like, oh, my goodness. Time.
I was real nervous, real nervous. But hey, we got a winner.
Yeah,
amazing.
Cindy.
Right on. Done. We'll see what kind of this comes back tomorrow.
And also...
She likes kielbasa. That's her dish.
She does. She makes it even better.
Yeah.
We got circle time coming up. Now, I don't know if you guys saw the story, but the inventor of one of the greatest fun time machines of all time, like fun time events of all time, has passed. Well, I think we need to celebrate him a little bit. All right, and we'll see what you guys got. Coming up on Shea 106. A circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Spot in the show. We each bring a story to the table that caught our attention. Which of the you fellas would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
You know, firefighters sometimes have a tough job, right? On the weekend, firefighters had to rescue a 3-year-old boy who got his fingers stuck in the drain.
The drain.
Oh. Yeah. So he's fine. It took them about 3 hours. They had to disassemble the drain piping system in the house. I'm sure his parents weren't super jazzed about that. But, yeah, it took about 3 hours, and he got his fingers out and learned a valuable lesson. Could have been worse.
It definitely could have been worse. Yeah. Been so much worse.
Could have flushed his mom's jewelry down the drain. I had a friend who did that when he was a kid. Took the whole jewelry box, dumped it out, flushed it. Gone. Forever.
No.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Gone. Couldn't find it. Gone.
Lose your mind.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but the kid's okay. He's got all his fingers and probably will never stick them down a drain again.
You know, you hope, right?
I would hope so.
You hope so.
After that.
Jamie, what do you got?
You guys remember the very popular pop star for a time, Bruno Mars?
I remember his name.
Remember Bruno Mars? He was very big for a while. Reports came out on the weekend that he owes MGM casinos...
Oh, I saw that.
$50 million in a gambling debt.
That's a gambling problem right there.
That guy bets on the weather. Mm-hmm. That guy probably bets on the weather.
That's where you're headed.
I also bet on the weather.
I don't know if I'm right about this, Jamie, but I thought I read that he... Because he had a residency there, and he was making like $1.5 million a show.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
It's still $50 million in debt. Like, how much gambling do you have to do?
They stated that's part of the reason why the residency has lasted for so long, because he's accrued such a sizable gambling debt.
Yeah, but you're making $1.5 million a day,
man.
Stop gambling for a week, and you're like
he's,
I don't.
He's got an addiction. He can't.
That's crazy.
That's a wild.
That is that's bananas.
Like, I get upset when I bet $5 and it does. Now, I don't make $1 million a show.
No. You make like $5 a show.
Yeah, make
though,
five. So you know what I mean? So, like, I gamble away my whole wage. Yeah. So, I kind of feel the same, but I don't know if he cares, it seems.
I mean, he must.
It's been documented that he, like, his gambling stuff. Like, he loves gambling. He's been gambling since a young age. That's a lot of money you owe to the casino. At least it's a casino and not some no-name.
People are different, eh? Like, I again, also don't make as much money as Bruno Mars.
Yeah, yeah.
But being a frugal guy, I was at Costco on Friday, and I debated whether I should buy the pack of socks or not. It's like, do I really need the socks? I bought them.
Oh, you're crazy.
And now I have lots of socks.
Yeah, yeah.
Came in a pack of 8. Really only need 7. But... Different people, eh?
Yeah, different folks.
Different folks.
Yeah.
Different.
Like, we make fun of Jamie's gambling, but he's like, that's like 8 cents.
I bet $1.67 on the weather.
$0.08
on the weather. And I won.
Yeah.
That's true. You did win.
I won.
What, you win $37?
$37.
There you go.
Yeah. Won on golf, too, this weekend. Scotty Scheffler, thank you very much.
Maybe you could put yourself out there and be a mentor to Bruno Mars. Yeah. He might take you on staff or something. Yeah.
Betting on the weather with Bruno Mars.
All you gotta do is tell him bet a little less.
Yeah.
That's it. I wanna bet $1 million on this. No, Bruno. Let's bet $500,000
on
this.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Jamie.
Man,
you've been very helpful. Yeah.
A little less. Bruno. That's all you gotta tell him.
Let's bet half that this time.
Yeah. Wild.
We'll go on next time.
Yeah.
You guys fans of karaoke?
I don't hate it,
yeah. I don't mind live band karaoke. They're fun.
The inventor of the karaoke machine basically has died.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
At the age of 100. He lived to 100. Japanese businessman named Shigeshi Nagishi, and he lived to be 100 years old. Shigeshi. Shigeichi.
Yeah, he invented that thing in 1967, right?
Yeah.
After one of his employees made fun of his singing voice.
He did.
He was like, I'll show you. I'm going to keep singing.
Mm-hmm.
The Sparkle Box, he called it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So he's gone. Now, there's a list that people, these are the, have you ever sang karaoke?
I've done it both in like a public setting, as you have a few too many drinks, someone convinces you. I've also done it in the private room setting, which is very awkward because you know everybody and you just take turns sitting and watching your friends sing. It's very awkward.
As a kid, like in my house, my parents had the quote singing machine brand thing. A couple cassettes, the paper books and stuff like that.
Right.
I imagine I may have done it as a kid. As an adult, no, I haven't.
I never sang, but I was a security at a bar that had it every week. And those karaoke folks are...
When someone's good,
serious
though,
folks.
They are serious.
Very serious.
What, do you got a list of songs there or something?
These are the 10 easiest to sing if you stink at singing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like the most popular. Bruno Mars is number 10, actually.
Really?
Yeah, Just the Way You Are. Summer of 69, Bryan Adams.
Okay, yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody
from Queen.
That's not
about the year, by the way.
I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure. Yeah.
Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Okay.
Wannabe from Spice Girls. Love Shack, B-52s. Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
Okay.
That seems like it should be hard to sing.
Yeah.
I think because they're just such fun...
Yell. You can yell them.
...songs that you don't actually have to be, like have a, you know, Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, well, everyone's already halfway there.
Yeah. And I've heard that. And then Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
Oh, wow.
So, bam, bam, bam. And everyone else in the bar will sing with you and cover it up. So, I'll tell you, those that do sing karaoke, like, regularly only sing, like, 4 or 5 songs, and they sing them every week. It's the same people show up every week and sing the same, like, hardcore. And they'd follow the karaoke DJ around. Like, they'd go to every bar
really?
He went to.
They'll know each other, yeah.
I called him MC Acne because he had the...
MC Acne? What a...
He called himself that?
No, that's what I called him.
You called him that. To his face?
No. He was a bit of a creeper. Okay. And he had... very bad acne. So because he was a creeper, I called him that. Not because of his acne. I would never just make fun of somebody's acne. But because he was really creepy with the young bar staff, like the like some of the female, because he was an old
MC
man.
MC Acne.
Yeah. He's a legend. Legend in at the you
MC
know.
Acne and DJ Pie Face. What do they call it? What do they call it?
Pie Face?
DJ Pie Face? Is that what you said?
Crater Face?
Is that what it is?
Oh, you mean Pizza Face.
Pizza Face. Thank you. Not
that's terrible.
Face.
MC Acne and DJ Pizza Face.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Greasing the wheel.
You guys are terrible.
He was a piece of garbage.
Oh, fair enough.
That's why I called him that. Not because he had acne. I don't really give, whatever. I didn't have to kiss
opposites. Ew. All right. I think it's best time.
Disgusting.
Hey, once we get to kissing people's acne,
they're
it's
like
time
the
to move
size
on.
Of loony son. Like,
oh,
like,
wow. The big like guys.
He had a real bad problem. But,
yeah.
I didn't have to kiss it. So what
that's Chris Biggs' gauge in life. Yeah. How was your evening? Yeah. Well, I didn't have to kiss anyone's acne. So it's fine. Did you have a good time at St. Pat's of Palooza? And say, no acne kissing, so it's great. Yeah. Those 2 years you spent in prison, how was it? Well, I didn't have to kiss anyone's acne. A lot of alone time. Did a lot of push-ups.
Yeah,
no acne kissing, though.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's got a gauge.
We got Dougie's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Welcome to our Dougie Line. You want to reach us? You want to reach the city, the world? Just leave a message at 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. We play them twice a day. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, this is an unfortunate tale, but it works as a PSA as well. All right, so listen up.
All right. Go over to Tim Hortons. Going to pick up the staff some, donuts and muffins for Friday break. Get in. Oh, got to use the washroom. Number 2, of course. Get in. Sit down. Doing my business, reach over, no toilet paper. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? Like, really? The last person doesn't go out and say, by the way, your toilet paper's empty. Oh, no. So now I got to bridge the subject, obviously. The next person comes in, obviously, to go to the bathroom. I'm like, excuse me, would you mind going out and getting some toilet paper, obviously, from one of the staff members from the front counter? No, leaves me hanging. I'm in there for 20 minutes waiting for somebody to come back to toilet paper. Nobody ever shows. Talk about awkward. So then I ended up going out to the front counter myself.
Legs would be asleep.
I didn't even bother doing up my pants. Said, I could use some toilet paper in the washroom because it's completely empty and I'm trying to do my business in there. Please and thank you. As, you know, the restaurant's full at this point in time. So, yeah, to know people out there, I'm ranting a little bit, but please be courteous. Don't leave something, obviously, for somebody to try and deal with, obviously, when they're not in a position to. You know, if you notice something like that, take care of it.
That is, what sort of terrible human being would hear someone ask for toilet paper and then just ghost them?
Yeah.
I mean, if it was one of you guys, I might for a few minutes.
Sure, a little bit.
Yeah.
But, like, that's terrible. Yeah, you got to check.
Yeah, that's,
check when you sit down.
That's a terrible thing to do.
That is.
The more I think about it, the more I think how awful that is.
That is one of the most... dick moves you can make.
He's left sitting there for another long time until someone else, he has to wait for someone else to come in.
No one came in. 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Had to air dry a little bit.
Oh my God. That is terrible.
That is awful.
First you're upset that someone's left it unfilled.
Yeah, well that happens.
So you're
though,
like, what a jerk. You're like, whatever, the next person will do it. The person ghosts you. That's terrible.
Yeah, there's some backstory. I mean, he'll never know who it was, so he'll never know.
Yeah.
Right? There's somebody there definitely not on his side.
No.
Like, forget that guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go try and take his job right now while he's in there for 4 days. All right, what else you got, James?
Well, a guy called in last week, and he didn't give himself the 24-hour rule. I think he got in a little tiff with his wife or something, because he's like, why can't I go out and I work, and then I come home and I can't have half an hour, 5 minutes just to chill? He was very upset. So someone has called in with some advice for this man.
Sure.
Yeah, this is for the gentleman who was talking about the rush that the wife puts him under when he gets home. I used to sit in my car in my parking lot and just chill out for a little bit, check some messages, take a phone call. I recently found out that it's also known as the get right chair. And so you need to get yourself a get right chair, put it outside your front door, and don't go in the house until you get yourself right. Give it a shot. Best of luck, brother. We're all in it together.
I'm not buying a chair.
No, I mean, you probably already have a chair.
Yeah.
I think if I did that, if I came home and sat down on the chair on our porch, I think my wife would be more inclined to come up. What's wrong? What's the matter?
Can I join you?
Yeah. There's only one chair I sit on when I come home.
Yeah, my Ring doorbell. My Ring doorbell would rat me out too.
Yeah.
She's like, "Why are you sitting down here? What are you doing?"
Yeah, the best way. I gotta go to the washroom real quick. And then you sit on that chair for a while. You're thrown, really.
Yeah. My favorite story that came in on the Dougie line about this subject continues to be the guy who didn't want to go home to his wife. So he went in the long car wash lineup and she was in the car behind him. So then she called him and then they talked a car away for the whole lineup of the car wash.
You can't be mad because somebody wants
to
hang
out
with you.
They just love you.
They just love you so much.
They
just love you so much.
Yeah.
It's not that they just want to tell you about their day.
No.
And share their feelings and their things. Because they love you. They love you.
It's true.
My wife works 4 minutes from our house. And she'll call me and talk to me the whole way home.
That's because she loves you.
Just because she loves me. So how can I be?
She wants to hear your sweet voice.
I mean,
caring
I'm
voice.
Pretty fantastic. So like, how do you blame her, you know?
No, it's true.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Man, nothing like it.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming home. You're four minutes. You're 4 minutes away. You're going to be
four
here.
4 minutes of missed conversation.
I'm going to see you in 4 minutes.
You're like, and I let it ring for as long as 10 rings till I answer. There's 40 seconds.
Yeah. I'm kidding. She just loves me.
She just loves you so much.
I can't be so mad at it. That's it for the Dougies.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone.
All right, it's it for us today. Lots of homework for you to do. Swing by Shea106.com. Please vote on our Elite Eight for the March Madness. Keep listening for Big Sugar. When you hear them, text WIN to 762-555. You can go see them in concert. Also, the next name for our payday coming up real soon.
Right now, James Anderson is sitting at $600.
All right.
So who knows what the next name if they'll knock him off the payroll.
Nice little bit of cash for doing the diddly squat.
Yeah.
I mean, so all that going on and Anything you gents want to mention before we get out of here?
That's snowing. Dumb.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think we're all good.
Okay. All right. Cool then. Trying to think if I had anything. I don't think much. I think we're good. Have a great day. Okay, everybody?
Please.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.